is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Come to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you're having a tremendous Wednesday. I'll be here with you for the next 2 hours to get you over the hump. Okay? I've been hanging out for 2 hours already. Where you been? I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Chris Persian. And we have discussed a lot. I mean, we just talked about Myles Garrett not hanging out with the Browns at OTAs. He doesn't care about Shador. He went to an award show, anime award show in Japan. Okay? And Stephon Diggs, brand new wide receiver for the New England Patriots. He ain't at work. He was hanging out on a boat with Cardi B. He's like, voluntary what? You just paid me $69 million. I will voluntarily stay away. Caleb Williams explains the fact that, yeah, at one point in time, I thought about not being a part of the Bears, but I'm a Bear now. And so leave me alone. We talked about the Pacers beating the Knicks last night. New York Knicks got their backs up against the wall. One game away from elimination. And then how about this? In about, well, damn it, yeah, about 30, 35 minutes, we got another team. Their season might end tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder have an opportunity to eliminate the Minnesota Timberwolves. It could be curtains for Minnesota tonight if Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle, if they do not bounce back. And then we heard from Terry Bradshaw, who, if you haven't heard, he cannot stand Aaron Rodgers. He says it's a joke that the Steelers are waiting for this guy. Needs to be eating tree bark somewhere in California. Damn. Tell me how you really feel. I don't think he eats tree bark. I know he drinks the ayahuasca. I've never had it. I don't think I want it. Anyway, it is Wednesday. I'm about to deliver to you a new top six list, as I do every single Wednesday. Hey, if you've missed a minute or a second of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Shout outs to everybody listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliates. If you have SiriusXM, you paying money for that? Then you got some cash. Shout outs to you. I don't know, what is it, $5 a month at the cheapest? I don't know. But if you got SiriusXM, I should know. I have Sirius. I don't know how much money they're taking from me. I need to go investigate. Anyway, if you got Sirius, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, you at work, you hands-free, you at home, you at work, you don't want to push buttons, you got a phone like me, hey, Siri. This stupid computer said whom to me. That's disrespectful if I've ever heard it. Thing used to say my name, and I just, hmm? Chris, when somebody asks you something, you ask, you don't just make noises, right? Isn't that what they teach the kids nowadays?
How can I help you, or that kind of context?
Yeah, like, yeah, I ask Siri, I just say, hey, Siri. And I get it a little loose, just hey, but that's what the request is. And Siri just goes, hmm? I thought Siri would be like, how can I help you? What do you need, JR?
They used to give out corny lines like, I'm at your service, or things like that. And now I think maybe they're humanizing Siri a little.
To go, hmm? Well, maybe they're dumbing Siri down like the rest of the dumb humans we got out of here. Huh? Is that what's going on?
Could be, man. Could be they're trying to, you know, do some skill-based matchmaking.
Oh, could be. You know what I hate? Now that I'm talking about technology. I love technology, by the way. I'm sick of my Alexa. You got one of these things? You got one of these, whatever you call them? What is it in your house? I don't know. Do you got one?
Like the Amazon?
It doesn't matter. Amazon, Google, do you have one of these stupid things that talk back?
Yeah, but I don't want to say the name because I don't want devices around the country to start yelling at people.
Oh, well, I was here on the radio and I just said, hey, Siri, I'm sure plenty of devices went off. But outside of that, you know what I hate about, and I got Alexa in my house. I can ask Alexa something very simple. Like, for instance, I could be walking around. It could be a Saturday afternoon. I might be cleaning and I go, hey, Alexa, what's the score of the Braves game? And Alexa will tell me the Braves score. And then Alexa will proceed to tell me, hey, by the way, did you know you can get Braves gear and toilet paper? By the way, did you know it's a 70%? I'm like, shut up. I didn't ask you all of that. I just want to know the score of the game. and I want to go about my business. So I actually went into the settings and turned this stuff off. Like, I don't need extra. Answer the question and just shut the hell up. I don't need suggestions about the rest of my life. I don't need that. And then things still does it. So I'm about 5 seconds from taking Alexa. I don't know, unplugging Alexa, putting Alexa in the closet, chucking it into the trash. The computers are doing too much talking, man.
I hear you. I mean, listen, my dad is the kind of guy who has the same radio station on every Alexa in the house.
Oh my
God. That as he goes from room to room, he has uninterrupted radio.
Does it follow him around or does it just on in every room?
No, he's got several Alexas for the purpose of telling them all to play the same thing so that then when he goes from room to room, it's always on. But what he doesn't realize is that other people live in that house and they have to be in those rooms when he's not in them. So Alexa hears it from me every once in a while.
Damn. They don't have, isn't that stuff synchronized some type of way where you can go room to room and it knows that you're there? Doesn't that exist?
It absolutely does.
Okay, well.
You just hit a button and switch it from one room to another. It's one tap.
Oh, wow. And technology is good when it works. Or if it doesn't talk too much. And shout outs to everybody listening on a smart speaker. We appreciate you and your device. Anyway, we're now, well, this is an ESPN game. ESPN likes to lie about the start times. We're about 30 minutes away from Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And we know that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's been lighting it up. He's 40 points, 35 points, 33 points. He's just dropping 30-plus points. And he's been clutch. People might not like how he gets the job done, but he gets it done regardless. And damn it, he might be an NBA champion in about a month's time, maybe less than a month. He might win an NBA Finals MVP. With some of his performances, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who knows, in a couple of years, he might be in a conversation as one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Damn it, he already won an MVP. He's already an exclusive company. And we've seen some amazing performances, some amazing shots so far here in this postseason. Tyrese Haliburton knocking down that shot. We saw Jalen Brunson knocking down big shots. And it's that time of year. Got me to thinking. We've seen some big shots in NBA history. Of course, we got to see Reggie Miller standing around with Haliburton. But every Wednesday, as you know, I bring you a new top six list. And today, I wanted to identify and tell you about some of the best clutch players that I've seen in NBA history. And not just that I've seen. This is a top six. This is my top six list of some of the most clutch NBA players ever. These are six individuals that when the going gets tough, I would want them taking the last shot. I want them in a big game. Of course, there's more than six, but I balled it down. Let's not waste any more time. Let's go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know what time it is, right? It's time for a new top six list. I'm taking a look at some of the best clutch performers that we have ever seen in the NBA. The top six list. You know what that means? I go from 6 to 1, and we're starting off with this number right here.
Number six.
At number six on my list, top six clutch NBA players. This is one of the best performances that we have ever seen in NBA Finals history. I got to take you back to 1970. I have to take you back to a Game 7. I have to take you back to the New York Knicks versus the Los Angeles Lakers. You might have heard, God rest his soul, Willis Reed had a thigh injury. That man was the captain. That man was the boss. That man was the top of the hill for the New York Knicks. But with a thigh injury, nobody knew if he was going to be able to play in Game 7. And Willis Reed hobbled out onto the court. He scored the first 4 points for the New York Knicks. Madison Square Garden went insane. But after that, he was pretty quiet. The man who took over in that game was Walt Clyde Frazier. He is number six on my list. He finished game seven of the 1970 NBA Finals with 36 points, 19 assists, and 7 rebounds. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is not 2025. They're getting up and down the court. 36 points, 19 assists, and 7 rebounds in 1970. Walt Clyde Frazier was on God mode. The score was 113-99. Walt Clyde Frazier helped the Knicks win their first championship. They beat Jerry West. They beat Wilt Chamberlain. They beat Elgin Baylor. I want you to take a listen to this clip right here. This is Madison Square Garden Network. This is you'll hear Walt Clyde Frazier. You'll hear others talk about how Walt Clyde Frazier doesn't get his just due from that performance. Listen to this.
113-99 became the most famous score in Knick history, but one thing that was lost was the game Walt Frazier had.
West across the midcourt, loses to Frazier, drives ahead of the field, down the line, layup is good.
He recognized the captain was out, and Clyde actually took over and decided this was my moment, and it certainly was.
Walt Frazier, very simply, had the best game of a Hall of Fame career in the most important game he ever played and the most important game in New York Knick history.
Listen, he did. New York Knicks won a championship in 1970. They won another one in 1973. Earl of Pearl Monroe. You want to know what the Knicks have won since? Nothing. It's 2025. It doesn't look like they're going to win anything this year either. You want to talk about clutch NBA players? I got Walt Clyde Frazier number six on my list. After six is what?
Number five.
Top six clutch NBA players at number five on my list. You know what? Let's stay in the Northeast. Let's just go to Larry Legend. Number five, yeah, I got Larry Bird on my list. We're talking about a three-time NBA champ. 81, 84, 86. We're talking about a two-time finals MVP in 84 and 86. And, I mean, those games he lost his mind. We're talking about 29 points, 21 rebounds in 84 versus the Lakers. We're talking about 34 points and 17 rebounds. People always talk about Larry Bird. Sometimes I forget. People don't think about this man was out there grabbing rebounds, too. He wasn't just out there shooting. And people said, Pat, poor defender. That man knew when to get into a passing lane. He was smart as hell. Larry Legend, one of the most clutch NBA players of all time. Oh, he knew how to separate the men from the boys, and he was above all of them. Listen to Larry Bird tell you about it.
A lot of players in this league that can score the first three quarters of the game, but you get down to the fourth quarter when you need a basket, you can separate the men from the boys. It's been like, and it's always going to be like that. You're always going to have the guys that come up with the attitude that they can make the last shot or make the big play. I don't know what makes a player do that, just their competitive nature and their will to win. And if it comes down to one shot, I want to be the guy to take it.
Bird, Larry, fake, fall away.
And we've heard the stories. Larry Bird used to talk smack to everybody. And when you're a white man in the 80s in the NBA and you out there busting everybody's ass, yeah, that's a new level of respect. You want to talk about clutch? I got Larry Bird at number five on my list. Top six clutch NBA players, Larry Legend at number five. What's the next number?
Number four.
Oh, this is a legend all by himself. He is. He made himself a legend. Man, his father's name was famous. Now, he made the name even more famous. And number four on my list, it's Steph Curry. Oh, you heard me correctly. Steph Curry. You know, Steph Curry caught a lot of crap winning championships, okay? Especially when Durant came along. Well, Durant is better than him, and oh, he wouldn't have the other titles if it wasn't for Durant. Oh, we were winning before he got here, but it wasn't Durant. While Durant was the better player. A couple of years ago, damn it, time flies, huh? 2022 NBA Finals, Steph Curry shut down all the noise. cemented who the hell he is in the NBA. In the finals taking on the Celtics, this man, Steph Curry, in the finals, let me say it again, in the finals against young Tatum and young Brown, he averaged 31 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists in the entire series. In the closeout game to send the Boston Celtics packing and to pick up another championship, Steph Curry says he has 34 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds. Golden State won 103-90. In Boston, he dropped 30 or more points in 3 straight games. Well, Steph Curry's not clutch, or Steph Curry can't get the job done. Steph Curry did it that day. He did it that series. He did it that year. He's one of the most clutch performers that we have ever seen in the NBA. I don't want to see Steph Curry with the ball at the end of a game. Let's listen to the minute that he won and received that MVP trophy from the finals.
He's a 4-time NBA champion, a 2-time league MVP, a member of our 75th anniversary team, and for the first time ever, he's an NBA Finals MVP. The 2022 Bill Russell NBA Finals MVP award goes to Stephen Curry.
Yeah, ain't no denying this guy's place as one of the greatest players of all time. One of the most clutch as well. You want to talk about clutch NBA players? I got Steph Curry at number 4. Who's at this number?
Number 3.
Oh, it took a while. People hated this guy. He's not clutch. He passes the ball. He's not a scorer. He's not ready for the big moments. At number 3 on my list, clutch performers, I have LeBron James. I mean, I could go on forever about how many minutes he's played, about how many games he's played, how many miles he's played. This guy is just in another realm of being a great. And maybe people will figure it out when it's all said and done. But LeBron James finally shut people the hell up in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals, okay? His team, the Miami Heat, remember, this is the Big 3 era. The year before they get together, they lose to the Dallas Mavericks. Oh, my God, what a failure. They were down against the Celtics the very next year. They were down 3-2. This is an elimination game. And LeBron James said, no, I got this. They ended up winning. The Heat won the game 98-79. LeBron dropped 45 points, 19 of 26 shooting, to go along with 15 rebounds. LeBron James, he lost his mind. Hey, Norris Cole, remember Norris Cole with the flat top? Norris Cole said LeBron James was ready. He was going to tear him up.
What the hell happened before Game 6? Mm. What got into that man?
We needed LeBron to be special. Mm. You know, those MJ moments, those Kobe moments, they was at us, man. They just had our number up until that point. And, you know, they wasn't scared of us. So, and they was talking that talk. Mm-hmm. They was walking that walk. They was just at us. And Rondo was, that going under on Rondo, like in the regular season, that wasn't working. We needed an extra boost. And LeBron showed why he is who he is. In real life, that might have been, that might have been the best performance I ever seen. Because it's the playoffs. Okay. This is if we lose, the season's over. The Big 3 is broken up.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, if we don't win, the Big 3, it's over. All that stuff is over, bro.
You say it's over.
It's over. You lose in the finals one year, the next year you come and lose in the Eastern Conference Finals?
In Game 6. Not
in
even
Game
7.
6, it's over.
Come on now. And LeBron James, you want to know something? LeBron James talked about this on the shop. He talked about his performance, keeping his team alive. And then, by the way, not only did they advance past the Boston Celtics, they then beat the Thunder to win the championship. But LeBron James on the shop was saying, in that game when I was torching the Celtics, man, I was just playing around like I was in the schoolyard.
Game I had in Boston, Game 6, down 3-2.
A 30-point first half.
I got to a point where I was just out there trying one leg off the wrong foot.
Gets that to go off the glass.
Bum fades off my right shoulder. I am not even a right shoulder bump fade guy. You're just trying shit that you never even tried before.
Yeah.
Like silly shit.
What a performance so far for LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron James. He's so good. He's just out there trying stuff. Yeah, he ended up winning a championship. You heard Norris Cole. He said, man, if we did not win that game, if we did not advance, if we did not go to an NBA Finals, the big three would have been blown to bits. And I think LeBron's legacy would have been blown to bits as well. He would have been a failure. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, yeah, it's a top six list. I just gave you four. I'm going to share with you number two and number one. I'm telling you about the top clutch players, my top six clutch players that we've had in NBA history, some of the biggest and best performances. I'm going to tell you number two and number one on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I'm sharing with you a new top six list. What else is new? It's what I do. And today, we're talking about some of the most clutch performers, some of the most clutch performances that we've ever seen in the NBA. We're minutes away from tip-off between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, if the Minnesota Timberwolves, if they want to stay alive, if they want their season to continue, they're going to have a clutch performance by Anthony Edwards and or Julius Randle. Somebody is going to have to step up in a major way. And let me give you a quick recap, if you missed us in the last break, of the individuals I had on my list. Top six clutch NBA performers. Number six, I gave you Walt Clyde Frazier. Number five, I gave you Larry Bird. Number four, I gave you Steph Curry. And number three, I gave you LeBron James. And so if I got LeBron James at number two on my list, or number three, what number we up to? LeBron James, three. After LeBron James at three, what comes after three?
Number two.
Oh, there we go. I thought I forgot how to count for a second, but there we have it. And number two on the list, we have to go back in time. We have to look at an individual who was a rookie. We have to look at an individual who played at the point guard position. We have to look at an individual who looked at his captain, who happened to be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. The man was out with a bad ankle. And we have to look at a rookie point guard say, nah, I got this. I'll play center. At number two on the list, you want to talk about one of the greatest clutch performers, one of the greatest clutch performances we've ever seen in NBA history. At number two, it's Magic Johnson, okay? This was game six of the NBA Finals. The Lakers were leading the Sixers 3-2. I told you Kareem was out with that ankle. Magic Johnson said, no. I got this. Magic Johnson woke up that day and said, I have 42 points, 15 rebounds, and 7 assists for you as the Lakers beat the Sixers 123-107. And a rookie, Magic Johnson, said, I'm the champion. I want you to listen to Magic Johnson and break it this all down on the All the Smoke podcast.
You know, again, man, Kareem gets hurt in game five. And so I get to the airport. Everybody head is down because Kareem can't play. I said, so what? Kareem can't play. We're still going to win.
Right.
And they looked at me like, rookie, go sit down. We can't beat Philadelphia without Kareem. I said, man, we're going to win this game. And they was like, we can't do it, Irvin. I said, so I got to do something, Matt. I said, I got to do something to get these guys going. So Kareem would always sit in 1A. That was his seat. So I asked the flight attendant, could I go on a plane first? So I went and sat in Kareem's seat. And as every Laker came by, I said, never fear. Magic is here.
Magic Johnson got the job done. You don't see a rookie? A rookie? Oh, yeah, this is a rookie who also got the job done and won a championship in college. Then goes from comp. That's the ultimate Magic Johnson, the ultimate winner. That performance enough puts him on the top six list. One of the most clutch performers that we've ever seen in NBA history. And so if Magic Johnson and his performance is number two on the list. That only leaves us with this spot right here.
Number one.
Not a lot of suspense necessary. You want to talk about one of the most clutch performers that we've ever seen? It's Michael Jordan. Do I have to talk about all the shots? Do I got to talk about in Cleveland? I could go on and on and on, but let's specifically think about the last shot. We know which one. Now, Byron Russell knows which one. This is the one that I try to remember. I try to forget Michael Jordan in Washington, D.C. I think a lot of us try to forget that. The 1998 finals. The Bulls led Utah 3-2. The Jazz had the lead 86-85, 19 seconds left. Jordan with that steal. And then he crosses Byron Russell, get a little shove, two little push off. The Bulls ended up winning their third straight title. You know what? Let's listen to this shot. You might recall, and we're going to see more basketball on NBC. It's coming soon. This is MJ getting a shot off. This is MJ with Byron Russell. Oh, well, technology is great when it works. Yeah, technology is good. Well, we talked last week about Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan, well, he was talking crap about Byron Russell, about how when Michael Jordan went to go out and play baseball, Byron Russell actually talked crap to Michael Jordan. How he basically said, why did you leave if you still had it? And Michael Jordan remembered that, and he did this.
17 seconds from game seven, or from championship number six. Jordan, open, Chicago with the lead! Timeout, Utah, 5.2 seconds left. Michael Jordan running on fumes. With 45 points.
And we saw Michael Jordan. That was his final shot as a member of the Chicago Bulls. We know a couple years later in 2001, he was with the Wizards in two seasons. But Michael Jordan, throughout all of his successes, he made it very clear all of his failures in life got him to where he is today. I want you to take a listen to Michael Jordan tell you about failure.
I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed.
Yeah, I got Michael Jordan, number one on my list. You want to talk about some of the greatest clutch performances in NBA history? You want to talk about some of the greatest clutch performers? Oh, this is my list. At number six, I gave you Walt Clyde Frazier. At number five, I gave you Larry Bird. At number four, I gave you Steph Curry. At number three, I gave you LeBron James. At number two, I gave you Magic Johnson. At number one, I gave you Michael Jordan. Now, there are so many more clutch players, clutch performers that we've seen in the NBA. I could think about a man who played for the Portland Trailblazers. Right now, unfortunately, he's rehabbing his leg. I could think about another Lakers legend that we've recently lost. I mean, I can think about a guy who also played for the Indiana Pacers who's just a pain in the ass for a lot of people. We've seen a lot of major clutch performers and performances over the course of NBA history. If I needed to go into a game and I needed a big-time performance, this is my top six list. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. 888 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we talk about clutch performers and clutch performances in the NBA, who comes to your mind? 888-710-4ISN. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're minutes away from the start of the Western Conference Finals. Are the Thunder going to advance to a championship? The Minnesota Timberwolves going to stay alive? To get an update on everything going on in the world of sports right now, it's time for a News Flash with Gordon Damer.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
JR, 298 teams have now been up 3-1 in an NBA playoff series. Only 13 of them have ever come back from a rather blown a 3-1 lead. Thunder want to make sure they avoid that kind of history tonight, trying to close out the Timberwolves. OKC, the overwhelming favorites to win it all this season, but Mark Daigneault not getting carried away just yet.
Something we've taken pride in, you know, through the ups and downs over the course of years, that day-to-day, we just were pretty cold-blooded about just stripping the lessons from the last game, learning from them, and then applying them forward, and then fully competing in the next opportunity and repeating that process.
Knicks and Pacers game 5 tomorrow. Knicks on the brink of elimination. They have listed Karl-Anthony Towns as questionable for that game because of a left knee contusion. From the NFL, Ravens have signed their first-round pick. Safety Malachi Starks gets a 4-year deal. Baseball scoreboard, Paul Skeens was on the money today. 6 2/3 shutout innings, 7 Ks. Pirates beat the Diamondbacks 10-1. Marlins rallied to beat the Padres 10-8. Guardians, they had a rally 5 8. They beat the Dodgers 7-4. Mets lost to the White Sox 9-4. Juan Soto, another tough day at the plate, 0-4. He's now hitting .224 in the season. They get 11 losses in 16 games for the Red Sox. Fell to the Brewers in 10-6-5. Rays shut out the Twins 5-0. Astros a 5-3 win over the A's. Stanley Cup playoffs. Panthers trying to close out the Hurricanes in Game 5. Right now, first period. Hurricanes, though, have the 1-0 lead. Oilers expected to be without Zach Hyman the rest of the playoffs. That because of an undisclosed upper body injury. I'm Gordon Damer.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I just gave you a new top six list. We talked about some of the biggest clutch performers and clutch performances that we have seen in NBA history. We're now seconds away from tip-off in Oklahoma City as they try to go to another NBA Finals, this time with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the Minnesota Timberwolves. They are trying to stay alive. Their backs are up against the wall. They are down 3-1. We'll keep you up to date on the game as it starts, as it continues on. And, man, if Minnesota wants to stay alive, they're going to need a big clutch performance from Anthony Edwards. Last game, he said, I didn't struggle. I just didn't take enough shots. Whatever the hell you want to call it, man, you got to score, okay? If you missed the top six list, if you missed the full explanations involving and surrounding each player, get the Odyssey app. Put it on your phone, and you could listen to the fancy audio and the entire list in full. Yeah, let me give you just a quick recap if you weren't here with us. My top six list, some of the biggest clutch performers and performances. At number six, I gave you Walt Clyde Frazier. At number five, I gave you Larry Bird. At number four, I gave you Steph Curry. At number three, I gave you LeBron James. At number two, I give you Magic Johnson. And number one, no shock, no surprise, yeah, just some guy named Michael Jordan, who, by the way, will be returning to the NBA on NBC now that NBC once again has the rights to NBA basketball games, something that they haven't had in about 23 years. It's been a long, long time. Of course, there's more than six big-time clutch performers and performances in NBA history. There was that skinny guy on the Pacers. There was that guy who tapped his wrists on the Portland Trail Blazers. There was some guy who looked like a logo. There are a lot of clutch performers and a lot of clutch performances that we've seen. You got one that stands out to you? You have something in mind? Do you have someone in mind? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. 4ISN. Let's go to Toronto, Canada, and talk to Alan. Alan, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hi, JR. Robert Horry, Big Shot Bob. 7 rings, 2 with Houston, 3 with the Lakers, and 2 with San Antonio. He has the record for most steals in a finals game and most 3 points consecutively without a miss. And I still remember May the 22nd, 1993, with the Rockets and Super Sonics. He took a pass from Elijah Wan, and he put it in a basket. They lost that game to 103 to 100, but at least they went into overtime. You know, they gave him a big battle. And fast forward to exactly the same year, exactly the same date, 1995. Houston, 94, and San Antonio, 93. He got the winning basket with 6.5 seconds remaining. And then June 11th, 1995, I'll never forget that shot he put over Horace Grant, over to for the 104-100 lead. And
we know
a clutch player in the playoffs. He came through three or four different times.
Hey, you don't have
his 3-point shooting.
Damn, Alan, hold on. Alan, hold
34.1.
On. Damn, Alan. Damn, is he a human? I talk to him all the time. Hey, Alan, slow down. Take a breath. Take a breath. Alan, you sure. Still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that this wasn't AI Alan. This is the real Alan that drives to America, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure. We know Big Shot Bob. Thank you for bringing him up. Yeah, Robert Horry. And now I think he podcasts just like everybody else. Alan, you listen to podcasts?
Yes, I do.
Oh, damn. Well, go find his. Without a shadow of a doubt, Robert Horry is one of the biggest shot makers in NBA history. He's made some of the biggest shots in NBA history. You talk about his 7 rings. I don't know if I want, and you see the good thing about him and the cool thing, it's not like he's even or was in the right place at the right time. The fact that he was known to make big shots allowed him to then take his career to some of those other cities, whether it be in Los Angeles or whether it be San Antonio, and he lived up to it. It was great. He was no superstar by any stretch of the imagination. He just knocked down the shots when they mattered, some iconic ones. Hey, Alan, thank you so much, man.
Yeah, there's 3 people that may have something to say with it. Bob Pettit is 92. Bob Cousy is 97. Oscar Robertson is 86. So if they're listening, they may have something to say about it. You know,
Well, he's one of the biggest shot makers, Bob. Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Thanks a lot. Okay.
All the time. And shout outs to Alan for calling up from Toronto, Canada. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about some of the biggest clutch performers that we have ever seen in NBA history. John is here from Connecticut. Hey, John, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hi, how are you? Talking about your list, I was speaking with your producer before, and the game that Magic had, the 42 points, it wasn't televised. Back then, it was regional televising, and nobody got to see that game on the East Coast. Nobody got to see that game. The majority of the U.S., we found out about the score the next morning.
Yeah, tape delay in a lot of cases, John. It's crazy to think how we've advanced, but it's pretty cool. Between Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and what they did in the 80s kind of moved us into a space where we get everything live. And now, I don't know if it's good or bad, now everything is live. You got 8 different angles and 5 different broadcasts, all of the same game. So we've certainly advanced.
The NBA has come a long, long way. I'm a Lakers fan who lived on the East Coast, and you never got to see anything. And I go back with West and Goodrich and Wilt, who, by the way, I was friendly with, and never saw any of them. And then it eventually advanced with NBC into nationally televised games. But it hasn't been that long since it was really a regional sport.
40 years? If we're in 2025, let's think about that for a minute.
You're right, but it feels like it's a short time.
I don't, John. John, I know you're older than me. Don't remind me, okay? Just please don't. I know. Yeah, we've 40 years. Thank you for the reminder. Thank you for reminding all of us, John. Now you're making me reevaluate the past XYZ numbers of my life. Okay, John? Thank you.
All righty. Take care. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, John, for calling from Connecticut. Oh, my God. Oh, man. John is like, yeah. It's still relatively new. You know, NBA reach. I'm like, it's been 40 years, bro. Oh, my God. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. David is here from Los Angeles. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, David, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, JR? Thanks for taking my call. Sure. The other caller mentioned Robert Horry already. I was going to mention him, so, you know, don't even mention him again.
So just wait, hold on, David. So give me one guy. Just give me one guy then. You got somebody else in mind?
Yes, I absolutely do. I absolutely do.
Okay.
In fact, I do have a couple of clutch moments.
Well, David, we got a lot of people here. We're up against the break.
I got you.
Give me one person, one name.
No problem. Derek Fisher, 0.4 seconds, 0.4 of a second, catch and barely have time to catch and shoot, releases that shot against San Antonio, and that was the year where the Lakers had that, you know, over-the-hill super team with Karl Malone, Gary Payton, the last year of Kobe and Shaq together, and it was Derek Fisher who hit that shot against San Antonio to put the Lakers up and eventually send them to the finals. Or so they disappointed against the Pistons, but
yeah,
we'll
we
always
know.
Remember that shot.
I was going to say, out of all the performances and performers in NBA history, that was certainly a big one for the Lakers at the time. Does that equate to some of the other names and performances that I mentioned, though? Like, to
no,
be honest,
it doesn't.
I would put...
No.
Hold on, David. I would actually put... There's some guy that LeBron James played with that kind of helped save his ass. Now, you know, he had a big corner three.
Yeah. I was gonna bring up Ray Allen.
Oh, well, yeah, Ray Allen. Hey, David, thank you. I gotta go ahead and hit the break. Yeah, Dirk. There's a lot of people like Sean Elliott hit a big time shot for the San Antonio Spurs. That was on Memorial Day. They were showing that all on Monday. I remember that vividly too. That was another great NBC game when they used to play the damn basketball games in the afternoon. So I didn't have to stay up late to watch it. Maybe I am old. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we're talking clutch performers in the NBA. I'll give you an update on the score as well. Don't move.